Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look
at you. They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
They gotta outlaw oven mitts in baseball. It's complete horse bleep. I don't even understand this. You get to have an extended hand going into score. Well, this is complete garbage. I mean, that first of all, he was out anyway. You know, you want to know something? You know the umpires know he's out, and you know they blow it because they don't say call confirmed. They always go call stands, and I'm like, I know what that means. It means you want to call him out, but you don't have the stones to call him out, and they got completely hosed last night, and I'm not going to sit here and act like the Marlins. Now, listen, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn yesterday against Ober, who, you know, just completely Levon Hernandez to them yesterday. I didn't even know people still did that in baseball. Throw 88 miles an hour fastball? I didn't know that was allowed. I thought they kicked you out. Like especially if you're righty. I thought they kicked your ass out.
You better have a whole bunch of movement, but the minimum start is what, 95?
That dude didn't break a sweat dicing through the Marlins last night. I mean, you wanted to see an embarrassing display of hitting. Watch what the Marlins did yesterday. Again, what a terrible night to gamble on them. My God. I mean, I was 0 for everything. 0 for everything. I mean, because I did. I was like, I'm not going to do pitching because, you know, you never know with Ure. You never know with him if he's going to be able to get through it. And he was pretty good yesterday. I mean, he was pretty good. The thing is, though, he got screwed at the end there. They pull off a double steal and they throw to the guy at second. And they're like, oh, no, he's stealing home. And they throw it right there. Mac gets the tag a little high. And so it looks like the umpire calls Buxton safe. And you're like, I thought he got him. But they had to go to review. And then one of the cameras, you got the umpire's fat ass right in the friggin' camera. I almost cursed. You got it. You know, he is just giant ass in the way of the camera. So I can't see. And they're like, the call stands, and what do you know? What happens the next? What do you think happens the next pitch? What do you think happens the next pitch? As soon as, yeah.
1-0 Minnesota in the bottom of the fifth, and Jeffers pummels a ball out to left and deep, second deck. Ryan Jeffers, a pitch after a long layoff on a challenge, obliterates his sixth home run of the year. 1-11 off the bat in a two-run shot brings Larnach in with him. It's 3-0 Minnesota in the bottom of the fifth.
It might as well have been 13-0 Minnesota because the Marlins weren't scoring anything yesterday. Might as well have been. So, not a great start to the road trip. Frustrating one for the Fish, and Ayuri probably deserved a better fate yesterday. But they lose 3-0. And let me tell you something, dude. Hey, I'm not exactly Pete Rose over here. All right, look at me. But do me a favor, all right, Christopher Morel? If you, in your heart of hearts, you can't hit a guy, and you got somebody who got an infield. They had two hits yesterday, Leroy. One was a bunt single from Marcy. And I'm not bitter about this because I took him on stolen base parlay last night. But do me a favor, all right? If he gets on base, could you let him try and advance on his own before your ass gets so peppy and steppy that you need to start swinging at the first pitch? Trust me, you can ground out on pitch 3. But this strategy that he has every single time, which is, guess what? No strategy. Just bouncing right in. Oh, that's the one. Bet. Christopher Morel, it's never the one. What do we have this guy here for? I know they just had a hit the other day, but it was frustrating. I didn't know people still lost to guys like that. 88 miles an hour. Just like getting completely carved up by the guy from Major League back to the minors. You could time his fastball with an hourglass.
There's literally going to be a lot of this year, and it's unfortunate. Like, just the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. But I hate the power outages. I hate, like...
In the summer or just the,
no, just
the Marlins
when,
batting?
When the Marlins bats, when they just, like, it... Sometimes it seems like they're so tuned in. Everybody's making contact. They may hit it straight to somebody, but everybody's seeing the ball well. And then it seems like that, like we're just taking the day off swinging.
It was rough. This guy, he had everybody looking ugly yesterday. It was embarrassing. He got, what was it, complete? I think he threw a complete game shutout. I think 89 pitches. It was ridiculous. Yeah, 89 pitches yesterday for Bailey Aubert. Ridiculous, dude. Kills it. And Texter 561 says Maddox didn't hit 90. Yeah, I know. Nobody does that anymore, though, dude. That's the way it used to be.
How far we got to go?
Huh?
How far back we got to go?
He had him at it, you know, yesterday. Crazy. He was awesome.
So he was a pitcher.
Yeah, he was a pitcher. But no, like, how many writers you see in this day, Vlad, that get to go do that? Not many.
If he was a Marlins pitcher, he would have got pulled.
Yeah, probably. They're like, oh, third time through. Trust me. Let me tell you something. Third time through, same as the first time through. He was fine. They still didn't figure it out. Crazy. Imagine that, letting your pitcher go through like that. Anyway, tough loss for the Fish, even though I thought they got screwed in the inning where they gave up the 3 runs, because I thought that they threw Buxton out, but... Either way, probably didn't matter because this dude wasn't giving up a lick to the Fish yesterday. Rough go of it. Anyway, they're back at it tonight, everybody. You guys can catch the Marlins right here on QAM. 7:40 is your first pitch. Max Meyer. Max Meyer pitch for Minnesota? I think he did. I think he was a gopher. I think he was a gopher.
I didn't even know. Like, there's certain places. Well, baseball and
you played in the Big Ten.
Baseball and hockey are weird in that. They come from, like, places who you just, you know.
Yeah, he's from Woodbury, Minnesota.
Don't know where that is.
And he played for the Gophers.
The Gophers.
The Gophers. So he's a hometown guy. And then who did they talk to yesterday? Oh, Norby's from Minnesota, too. So they got a couple Minnesota boys on the team. But, we got to do better than yesterday. Jeez Louise. What a stink job that was. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Had many screens going yesterday as we had a hot and heavy day. Marlins didn't do anything. But Victor Wembanyama, you want to talk about a revenge game. Oh, kick me out, sacre bleu.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez Louise. Holy crap.
Now, was it Wimby mustering up something or Rudy Gobert going back to the means?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Combo,
yeah. Combo. I mean, he came out just absolutely haymakers on him. The thing is like, dude, you know, Rudy Gobert is like the tallest guy on the Wolves, and he makes him look like a child.
Yes.
And that's crazy, you know, because, like, all right, you're going to be trying to be physical with Wemby. We all get it. But you don't think the kid's not going to, like, he's good enough where you know he's going to adjust to it. And, I mean, he's just like, Rudy Gobert's like in spin cycles. He looked like a friggin' cartoon yesterday. It was crazy. And then you could just see nobody wanted to go at him. Like, nobody wanted to go at him. They're all throwing these ridiculous floaters up in the air. Reminded me when LeBron was afraid to go against Roy Hibbert against the Pacers, where LeBron, like, the Heat were getting furious with LeBron James. Like, he stinks. What are you doing? He's, like, running floaters. Like, Rudy, like, the toughest defender against LeBron James in his Heat years was Roy Hibbert. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. And that was...
You sure it was Roy Hibbert?
Oh, dude, do you not remember the Roy Hibbert series?
So J.J. Burrow doesn't have anything to say?
That was one game almost.
No, it wasn't a game. It was a series.
The J.J. Barea thing, I put that more on like LeBron James just being a head case, Vlad, than I do like Roy Hibbert. Like, he,
I mean, Roy Hibbert is genuinely 72.
Yeah, but he wasn't a good player. He was a trash can.
Cool, but it's something you can't teach. You can't teach height.
I know, dude. But how many tall stiffs are there in the NBA? Look at DeAndre Ayton; he's 7'2" also.
Right,
he stinks.
But it could be a team, or just so happen to be a team or a series where his he'll show that he is 7'2", and it just so happened when he played against the Heat that Roy Hibbert showcases 7'2".
Dude, he was so bad against Roy Hibbert until he concussed Roy Hibbert.
I mean, sometimes that's what you got to do.
I mean, he gave him a Bones Jones elbow, and Roy Hibbert was never the same.
Well, that's what he happens. Was
never, beat him. Beat him up.
He was never the same.
No more blocky for you.
That was crazy. But either way, Wembanyama gets the win yesterday. The Spurs take a 3-2 series lead. 27 points for Victor Wembanyama. 17 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks. They win 126-97.
They got a guy who's a Heat player, man. Mm-hmm. They got a guy in the Spurs who I like.
Castle?
No.
Harper?
Keldon Johnson.
Oh, Keldon Johnson, yeah. Well, the thief of Jaime Jaquez's six-man award.
Keldon Johnson's pretty good, bro.
He is good.
He's really good.
He I think, had 21 off the bench last night. And then, you know, the Wolves came back and they tied it at 61 in the third quarter, and then it was just over.
Like, that was it.
That was it. That was the closest they got. That was all the energy that they could muster. Except when, like, you saw Wemby come out for Luke Kornet for 3 seconds. And just, like, Ant-Man's like, oh, thank God. And you could see him actually try layups again.
So, it's going 7.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe,
we'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. I mean, they stole that game 1. Wemby stunk.
Right.
They won the game without Wemby, which is a must win. So, yeah, they got it. They got to have this one. Obviously, it's an elimination game. But... And then anything can happen in a game 7. Tonight, game 5 between the Pistons and Cavaliers in Detroit. That's at 8 o'clock on ESPN.
Scout.
What do you think?
You're scouting?
I'm so
What's
scouting.
The scout? Cade Cunningham. Tobias Harris is Tobias Harris.
I'm breaking down every facet of both teams. I got a week.
So, question. You think Detroit just folded up? Or
no.
No.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. If I was worried about, like, you know, one team that I think looks a little bit mentally cooked, it looks like the Timberwolves, as opposed to...
Really? You think the Timberwolves are cooked?
I think they're probably cooked. One of the more mentally tough teams in the...
Why would you think that?
In the playoffs, except for Rudy Gobert.
I mean, they've won games without their best player, and they stole the game 1 without their best player. No, he came back.
He came back. He played limited minutes.
But he played limited, and they won a series without him.
I think, though.
And Devo.
Here's the thing. I think you got the one Wemby stinker, you know? Like, you got that in that series, and that's cool. You stole game 1. They got it back.
Oh, I know. You know? Come on.
No, I'm not doing, like, the Ant-Man thing. I'm genuinely.
Leroy, I know why he's doing
Vlad,
this.
Vlad, do you trust Rudy Gobert? No. Do you trust Julius Randle?
I trust Ant-Man.
He's not himself, though.
I trust him. What do you mean? He was himself when he scored 36?
I don't know, dude.
He doesn't have the legs because he's still banged up.
I think with 2 days off, he can have the legs.
Yeah, but it's not.
Game 6.
It's not that, Vlad. He already didn't have the explosiveness that he had. And I think over a period of playing without substantial time off, you just lose the strength in your leg. So I'm not saying that he can't do it.
Follow the mic.
I'm not saying that he can't do it. I'm just saying that it's not just as simple as, oh, he's back.
I didn't say he was back. I'm just saying he's not fully. He's not Ant-Man, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
2 days off, game six and a must win. I trust Ant-Man. That's all. Yeah. The question was,
do you trust
Gobert?
No, but I think that they're more cooked than I think the Pistons are cooked.
Right.
Because I already know what's going to happen with the Cavaliers. Like, the Cavaliers are going to go down 3-2, and then James Harden's going to lay the biggest turd ever seen in game six.
No, he's going to play a great game six and then lay the biggest turd in game seven.
No.
Oh, no, you know what? Seven. As a matter of fact, I'm wrong. You're right. He's going to go off tonight.
He's not going to go off.
He's, dude, that's what he did against Philadelphia, Boston.
No.
He went crazy in game five and then stunk the bed in game six and seven.
He's had his moment. He's cooked.
He's had two moments.
He's had his moment, dude. He's cooked.
He's going to go off, and then that's it. Game six, game seven, he'll be James Harden again.
NBA, or NHL playoffs, excuse me. The Sabres beat the Canadiens 3-2. So that series is even at two apiece. And then the Golden Knights beat the Ducks yesterday. No Ben Affleck for the Ducks last night. They win 3-2 in overtime, and they take a 3-2 series lead. So that is what you got there. And then the NBA, NFL is going to release their schedule tomorrow at 8 o'clock. But we do know.
What do we know?
That the Miami Dolphins will not play international football this year. Thank God. I don't like early football.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. Not for me.
I kind of got used to the 9 o'clock football game while I'm on a golf course.
Well, here's one thing you know. When your team is bad, a lot of 1 p.m. games. Oh. A lot of 1 p.m. games. When your team is
bad.
Well,
you got to have a Thursday game, right?
You'll have a Thursday game.
Okay.
Dolphins, Jets. They'll knock them both out in the same week.
It'll probably be a division game, Dolphins, Jets, or something like that. But you're going to have a lot of 1 p.m. games.
I bet you they do like Dolphins, Jets, like week three. Like, they're going to do it real soon just to knock them both out. Like, they both got hope. They're both in different places. And then, like, because if you did that like week 14, imagine they're both like playing for Arch Manning.
Maybe week six. You can't do that to Prime early.
I don't know.
I mean, Prime's got the
first. I did feel like last year the Thursday night games were pretty good early on.
Yeah, they were.
Then they went back to normal.
No, it ended great. You had the Rams-Niners game. No, the Rams-Seahawks. Rams-Seahawks, the 16-point comeback.
Right, that's true.
So they had some good games, but they're not going to do that. They can't do Amazon Prime dirty like that.
Just early on.
Yeah.
You guys, you like that Dolphins-Jets color rush?
I mean, they blessed them with Buffalo's first home game at that new stadium. They're playing the Lions.
I just need a game against Buffalo on Thursday night with the Dolphins that doesn't involve the quarterback getting hurt.
Jeez.
Because that feels like a tradition.
He's not there no
or
longer.
Snow.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying it's going to be a culture shock.
All right, it won't matter if it's snow. Our quarterback is used to playing in the snow.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
We'll take a break here on the program. Oh, first, Leroy, give us a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
Right, it's mostly cloudy. Rains have been, you got the evening rains now. It's raining pretty hard. Early evening. Winds are coming out of the west. Yeah, 5-10 miles an hour. Not very light, but.
Very light.
The winds are very light, and they could be coming in any direction because the planes are taking their normal path over the water. So that just means the winds are very light, so they take the normal path. And it is 85 degrees. It is warm.
Soupy.
Except not in here. I'm freezing.
You have a hoodie on. Grow up.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Wait. Look how you're dressed, polar bear.
Jeez. Well, I'm not complaining about the weather, am I?
Because
you have a sweatshirt on.
No, it's not a sweatshirt.
Long sleeve hoodie.
It's a long sleeve.
You want my hoodie?
No.
I'll drape you.
No, no.
Put it over your shoulders.
Hey, yo. It's hot in the hot tub.
take a break. Back after this.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody.
Is this the greatest song ever until they start singing?
You don't like their voice?
No, it just the song just loses once the actual song starts. It loses its...
I don't know. I think because I like when they get to the chorus. Like that's the. I don't know what they're saying, but I like it. Oh, man.
Flag coming back with white stripes.
Intangible stripes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Speaking of intangibles, country artist Brad Paisley is coming to the FTL War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale this September, and we want to send you there. Be listening at 11:40 a.m. for your chance to win. This is a Live Nation show, so if you guys want to see Brad Paisley, he'll be coming to the War Memorial Auditorium in September. We'll give those tickets away next hour to check that on out. By the way, the couple of firings yesterday, no surprises, but this was rumbling yesterday. Daryl Morey was going to be fired by Philadelphia. He's out. He's out. Bob Myers is the interim GM, former Golden State Warriors.
Oh, the crybaby.
The crybaby, yes.
That's what I remember. Mike, he's far away from home. Yikes.
Bob Myers? You said?
Yeah, Bob Myers.
So what? Wasn't he helping the Commanders? Is the owner of the Commanders?
Same, yeah, it's the same owner.
Oh, but so, he doesn't want to get involved in being a general manager.
Supposedly. Why would you want to be involved with somebody when you have to pay Joel Embiid that much money? You know?
I mean, whoever coaches or whoever runs that team.
Nick Nurse is staying on. They're not firing Nick Nurse.
Oh, okay. Is strapped with one hell of a dilemma.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're paying max money to a guy who, over his career, hasn't played in 50% of the games. So start there. Now, how do you build a team around that?
I don't know. I don't know how you do it, especially when you have a couple of good players at guard.
Yeah.
But you just can't trust it. Like, you know that shoe's going to drop at some point.
Want to trade? Trade for one of them guards?
I don't know why they would.
Who?
Well, they're gonna have to come off one of them. How you gonna have you gonna pay Joel Embiid and?
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I mean, they've already paid him. Edgecombe doesn't make any money.
Well,
he's a rookie.
Okay, you got, and then you got Paul George. Are they the only team that three players making $40 million? No. I thought I saw that.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
I think the Grizzlies did, and then they traded everybody.
I think they are, Vlad. The only team
is Orlando, right?
Thunder.
No,
I think they may not make it yet, but all those guys got
to. They're going to, but at that point, don't you have to make decisions?
They probably will. They're probably
trading. So what I'm saying is that how about we sit back and wait for that?
Wait for what?
That's coming.
Yeah, but you don't want. But they're not going to trade their good guys. Like they're going to try and get rid of.
Oh, you think they're going to try to trade the other guys and accommodate the $40 million?
Which team we're talking about?
Yeah, either OKC.
OKC, here's the, all right, so Shea's making $38 million this year. His extension kicks in, I believe, after the 26-27 season. That's when he goes to 61-65, 61-28, 65-29, 70-30, 75-31. Jalen Williams' contract kicks in. Next year, he's making $41 million in 27, 44 in 28, and 48, 29, 51, and 30, and 54.
Would you want to trade for Jalen Williams?
Damn, like that's a lot of money.
Like, right? Is that the guy that you want?
No, but yeah, I'm just.
Chet kicks in too next year. So they both, all the contracts kick in,
right?
$40 million.
So they're going to have to,
Here's the problem, guys.
But they're gonna have a pick already in this year's draft, and AJ Mitchell's playing amazing.
Like, and they can make a move for Giannis if they fall short this year.
They ain't falling short.
Here's the thing, though. It's cute to say you make a move for Giannis. Does Giannis want to live in Oklahoma City? It doesn't sound like it. But, you know, like, yes, theoretically they could, and they could tell Giannis to kick rocks. But why when you're this good would you want to trade for a disgruntled player?
And he's not on the same path as your team, so he's much older, right? And again, it's SGA's team. I don't care who you bring in. So you bring in Giannis, then that becomes a question. So
wouldn't that be the same thing if he came down here?
No,
why?
This is probably like that's the lone argument, I think, for the Heat, because the Heat certainly isn't a contender thing. The lone argument for Giannis is if, like, he still wanted to be the A1 on a team, like, no doubt about it. This is probably the only team that he would come to. Maybe Houston, but it depends, if Durant's still there. But you go to Golden State, it's Steph's team. You go to L.A., it's Luka's team. You go to New York, it's Brunson's team. You go to Boston, it's Tatum's team. Like, he's gonna be taller Jaylen Brown. You know, like that. This is the one place where, like, you could truly freely get to play basketball the way you want to play basketball with no interference. Because we saw the thing with Damian Lillard wasn't a great fit chemistry-wise with them.
But is that an indication of where you are and maybe he doesn't want to come? Like, going somewhere and saying, I can still be number one is saying a couple of things. One, it says, yeah, I can still be the man. But on the other side, it's saying, yeah, I'm going to the same situation where I got nothing around me that would even question that.
I think he can be the man. I think as long as he's healthy, I think that Giannis can be the man. It's a question of, can he physically hold up? Like, that was a flawed team that was built around him.
Yeah.
You know, the last few years, it got old. Like,
that's not enough.
The team that won the championship was already aging. Brooke Lopez was aging. Chris Middleton was aging. Drew Holiday was aging.
Wait, is Chris Middleton in Washington?
I don't know where he is. He was. I think he got
traded. No, he was on a playoff team. He was
Portland? Portland? Was he on Portland?
That's crazy.
Was he a Pelican? Where was Chris Middleton?
I mean, we used to talk about him every day being one of the sidekicks to Giannis, he got lost.
He was a very good player, but he had knee injuries.
Dallas Maverick.
Oh, that's right. I kind of remember that. They got some old guys. They got a dump too.
That's crazy.
He wasn't on a playoff team. He was just on a bad team.
Yeah, they got some old guys. They got to dump him.
Oh, was
they
he traded for AD? I guess so. He was traded for AD. Yeah.
He must have been. But I think that contract's up. But yeah, so I do think that, you know, for the Heat fans who are into Giannis and think he can't be the number one guy, I think he can be.
I'm not questioning whether he can be.
But I guess the question is for the Heat, do they have enough around him just post that with, let's say it's Bam, Giannis, Davion Mitchell, Pella Larson, Norman Powell brought back on a 1-year deal. Like, is that good enough to do anything in the East? Maybe. If Giannis is like the Giannis of 3 years ago, you probably could be top three in the East. But you need to be sure that those leg injuries are behind him.
I mean, the thing is that if I'm trading assets for somebody like that, I don't want to really go into a season going, I hope this, I hope that. Can he be this? Can he be that? Right? Because if he's not, then you gave up assets for nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I would be worried about, which is one of the reasons why I was worried about the Ja Morant thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The other option, like I said, hey, hang around for when these guys got to start deciding what they're going to do with all these guys making these maxes.
Yeah, but you don't have – here's the problem with that. You need the salaries to match. So theoretically, what you're talking about, that would be something that would probably kick in next year, and you're not going to have a lot of salary on the books for those guys.
Right, now, because Tyler
apparently thinks he's gone. Like, I don't know if you heard Ira on with Hot Crowd on Solana yesterday, but this was Ira Because he said even Tyler Hero thinks that his time in Miami's done. Here's what,
yeah.
What's that? Like, sounded like Scooby-Doo.
Are you shocked?
Oh, my God.
Like, are you shocked? Like, before last year started, after not
he's the Floyd Mayweather of summer rumors, so he's never lost.
But Vlad, before last year, Scooby's way. Before last year started.
Leroy loves snacks.
Before last year's season,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
Pat Riley came out and talked about Tyler.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if he missed most of the season. Yeah, so,
if
he makes that assumption.
Well, what he said last year was on the contract extension, he said that we've talked about it. He's cool. We're not going to make him wait. He had a great year. So they basically said that they wanted to see it again. And mm-hmm. then he didn't. He said, what he said this year was go back to my answer a couple of years ago where he called him fragile.
And then, right. and then Tyler also said, if you don't sign me now, it's going to be more expensive later.
He did say that, which I don't have a problem with him saying that.
He can say that, but you got to play.
But here's the other problem with Tyler that I don't think we've even really spoken enough about. He got another procedure after the season ended on his other foot.
On his other foot.
Like
what? Who's storing nuts in this man's ankles? Right, that we got to keep.
What?
We got to keep. Like, who's storing extra bones in this man's ankles that we got to keep surgically removing them?
Did he say nuts?
Yeah.
Who's
he's like a squirrel.
Extra nuts in an ankle?
Yep. Well, I'm saying he's like a squirrel. He got extra bones. He's had bones removed from extra bones from ankles, right?
He did.
Right. Who's that? He's like a store nuts.
I've never heard of that. Extra bones.
Me neither.
So one would suffice to say, like, he's Antonio Fonseca. One would suffice if he had it in one.
Yes.
He's probably got it in the other, and that's probably what he got done, I would assume.
I'm flabbergasted by that. Now, another surgery on the other ankle.
Tate Souse says minus one. I don't know minus what for, one. But he's giving you a minus one.
I'll take it. I'll take it, but you got my point. I was saying.
I get it.
That's the whole point of communication.
But I kind of pictured him like a pirate that has in his boot. He just has so many things.
Right, like he done. He's throwing those little things it was in Men in Black, the guy that was shooting the little things out of his hands.
It always goes back to movies.
I don't remember that. I don't remember.
You don't remember Men in Black 3. When they had to go back.
I've never seen Men in Black 3. All right. I barely like Men in Black 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, basically, Tyler would like to, have a
he needs some Wolverine in
it. He needs something to, take his memory and erase his memory from all these injuries he's had. Pretty much, his fate was decided last year, right?
With,
the playoff series versus Boston.
Cleveland.
Oh, no, Cleveland. I'm sorry. Cleveland.
Yeah, both were bad.
Both were bad, but I think when Darius Garland made that comment about him, it was pretty much Rhapsody.
Yeah, especially when you're hurt, and especially when you kind of saw they could find a guy to do Tyler Hero stuff. Like Norman Powell was Tyler Hero for half the season. It wasn't a difficult thing to find the high scoring guard on a team like this.
In a perfect world, if you could. You'd like to find a guy like that in the draft.
Yes. Yes. But
you're
going
to have to trade those picks. So you're going to have somebody who – I don't know if they have anybody in their organization that does what Tyler does.
Well,
on a consistent basis.
I think the question is, depending on who's out there, and we should take a break, but, some of the things is, could they – If they could keep one of their young guards, and then if it's a wing guy, I thought Ira had a very interesting name that he brought up yesterday, that maybe isn't the pinnacle of the sport, but would be interesting with Bam and Kalel. But we'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Oh, Blair brought it back.
On FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Yeah.
It is hump day.
Hump day. Mike. You know what day it is? Everybody remember that. Everybody can remember that commercial.
It's a great commercial.
Mike.
Great commercial.
I don't know why.
They don't make good commercials.
My life is centered around commercials, movies.
Except ZipRecruiter.
Oh.
I love that commercial.
Wait. Vlad, we know all the words to the song. And we
Sometimes I mess them up. Sometimes I say, build your house. I'm like, wait, why would I build a house? It's ZipRecruiter. Build yourself a ZipRecruiter.
Oh, come on.
Try it free.
I love that. It's such a great jingle.
That's a plus one. I'll give you that. That's a plus
all
one.
All the stuff going on in the world, and we sit in the studio singing ZipRecruiter.
Silly Sauce Maven says, no minus one here. That was a great squirrels hide their contraband everywhere, often forget locations. So possible in regards to Tyler Hero.
No minus one here.
But look, the whole point of it was, you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So that's it.
But do you think anybody's like, he makes $30 million this year. Is anybody going to look at the Heat being like, and he has what with his foot? He has an extra bone?
No. We removed them. They're not there anymore.
No. They're gone. It's cool. He'll be cool. Are you sure? Well, you know.
So he hasn't played one full season in 2 years.
He's got starfish as a foot?
No, he played a full season the year before. Okay. He was an all-star. He played 70 games, but the year before that, he missed time. And the year before
he seems
that,
to get hurt every year.
The year before that, he got hurt in the playoffs. He was diving for the loose ball, and he broke his hand. The year before that, he hurt his groin, and he was out for all the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
You know, he got hurt He got hurt his rookie year, but they had the bubble break, and then he came back. So
I would say
he's not a durable player.
He's not a durable player, and here's what happens. And I see it. It's hard not to fall in love with the talent. Right? And so somebody will. Because we're sitting here, somebody's having a conversation about Tyler Hero and getting him on the cheapskies like you're having with somebody else on another team.
I think he's
Milwaukee Tobin?
I think he's salary.
Yes.
I think maybe, but like they're like, oh, we'll take him. But I think he's salary filler at this point. I don't think he's thought of as an asset. No, I don't.
Okay.
But
I'm saying somebody's having a conversation that we're having about other injured players. on other teams that they're just overlooking that stuff.
Maybe. I mean, it's but I think that he's one of those guys right now. Like I just look at him as the math to a situation now.
Equals.
Yeah, like I think there were years where the Heat really were like, oh, I don't want to trade Tyler. We think Tyler could be something. Like,
if you want to know what the downfall of this has been,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the Heat's inability to give up some of their players to get other talent. When Pat Riley has traded so many stars before now,
mm-hmm.
I have never known him. And correct me if I'm wrong, I've never known him to say, I'm going to hold on to this guy. He has traded everybody if it meant he was going to get a bigger star. And the last few years, we have heard conversations about, don't want to get rid of this guy, don't want to get rid of this guy.
The only time I can think recent memory is when they first had the first trade talks with Jimmy Butler with Minnesota, and they didn't want to give up Adebayo.
Well, I mean, but... Yeah.
That was the last time I could remember something like that, where it was like, oh, he didn't want that they were asking for too much, and they ended up getting Jimmy Butler
for free,
basically for Hassan Whiteside and Josh Richardson,
right,
and picks. But that's honestly, that's why I think the Heat are going to end up with Durant. Like, I think that's going to be the move this year. Really? I think they're going to end up getting. Yeah, I think if I had a favorite in the clubhouse, all the burner stuff that happened this year, I feel like you bring in Durant for a year, he's got a player option. And like that's just so Heat. Every time we think the Heat are gonna make a big time move, what they usually do is they do it a year or a year and a half after we want them to make that move. Right. Happened with Oladipo. Happened with Jimmy. It happened with and I think it's gonna happen with Durant.
If you can get
with Kyle Lowry.
If I can get 2 years of Durant,
like, what?
Sound like the Knicks in the past.
Yeah, but the Jimmy thing worked out. You know. Like, but that's been their pattern.
But you got Jimmy while he was still had some thread left.
My point was they usually make the move, Vlad, they don't want to give the haul up, the king's ransom for it. I would say the Knicks' past moves would be they would overpay for somebody and they would get them when they're a little past and long.
I tell you what, the best move that the Knicks made was getting Jalen Brunson, and they didn't have to do a whole lot.
They just
had to pay him.
Yeah, I mean they had like the connections to him, but
and nobody like
no, but you
to think he was going to be this good. Yeah,
you had to give up others. You know, you got to give up some. You got to give up RJ and quickly to get OG. You had to give up the draft picks to get.
But those
aren't made possible if
right,
Brunson but, isn't what he ends up being, and you got him. You just had to pay him.
Yeah. Well, that was a great move. Yeah, it was a great move.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's one of
And how many teams, if I would have told you back then.
And that's the thing, by the way.
You want Jalen Brunson, you know, like, nah, he's all right.
Yeah, I mean, he was Luka's, like, sidekick.
That's
you
right.
You know, off the bench. And I say, and like, the thing that differs, like, Brunson from, like, a guy like Hero is, you know, you throw some things at Hero, like, it really does rattle him, the getting physical with him. Dude, when Jalen Brunson was going up against the Heat, when they were, like, Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, Jay Crow, all these guys are throwing him. It's like he's
still
dusting them. Right. Like he's still he's putting the scare in the Miami Heat with everything they throw.
So
I'm just that guy's different. I mean he's an absolute maniac.
Getting KD doesn't solve anything, but getting a KD and like I said last week to you, like a Kyrie, that changes the dynamic. That's a different team you're looking at.
Yeah, well, here's what I would say, though. I mean, KD still was, what, averaging, what, 27 this year?
Yeah.
And I think, Vlad, if you had Kevin Durant
being your
– yes, you do need a point guard, but I think if you had KD as your three with keeping Bam and Ware, like, now you're on to something.
True.
Now you're on to something with size. Davion is still kind of your defensive guy. If you can keep Jakachonis – I would be intrigued to see what he does off the bench.
Boy, it gets but he's like actually that. Bigger.
I feel like he'll just be entering a similar situation with he had in Houston without Van Vliet was missing something. You could tell that
but Şengün's a parking cone, you know?
Right.
Like it's different having Bam by your side.
True.
Defensively.
But when you're going against teams who have good defenses, you need a guy that can get
I agree with that.
So that's
Well, they could bring Norm back. They could sign him.
And that, Norm is not a good point guard. He's not a point
guard. No. But if you had Davion as your point guard and you'd have Norm in the backcourt, and if you were able to keep Jakachonis, like I don't think that's nothing if they spun the block on Durant again. I can't stress this enough without giving up Khalil Ware. And I think that was the big thing, is they didn't want to give up Ware. That was their big hang up last year. And I said they weren't going to get Durant without giving up Khalil Ware.
They didn't.
Now they're in a spot where if Durant is once again burning a bridge in Houston because he can't keep his thumbs to himself.
Say your thing.
For the Chiefs. Yeah. It's a little bit depreciated.
Yeah.
It's a little bit depreciated.
And he's what, 38? He'll be 38?
Yeah, he's old. Yeah. He's old.
Who?
KD. Yeah, he's old.
But I tell you what, he is something that this Heat team hasn't had in a while. Bona fide bucket getter. I mean, you can say Tyler's that, but you can't depend on him.
Right. And he's got the respect with Bam. He's obviously got the relationship with Spo from Team USA. I'm sure there'll be something that bothers
him. And Spo could have coffee and Melba toast every morning.
I'm sure an iguana will poop on his lawn. He's like, I hate it here. You know, like, you never know with him. He's very moody.
But that's all right. Look, you know what? Here's what I appreciate about KD. As ornery and cranky and petty and wanting to get back at everybody as he is, I never have to worry about him on a basketball court.
Yeah, but the pettiness can be a factor. Especially
why?
Because he'll probably listen to this show.
So what? Go score. If he's getting buckets, I don't care.
But you think he wants to hear Tobin going minus one?
I don't know.
On something that he does?
I think I would like covering KD. I
minus
think
one.
Listen. See,
on a nappy hairline?
I'm going to put. I'm going to put all that aside. Right? F my feelings. That dude is a bucket getter.
Oh, he's absolutely.
He's going to play basketball when he's on the floor. You ain't going, no matter how cranky, how moody, how petty, how whatever, as soon as he gets on the court, he plays basketball.
KD's burner account would go crazy on the Tobin and Leroy show. He might be.
Oh, yeah.
He would listen to the show and come in as a different person going at.
I don't think that's true. Listen, I know people who listen to us, and I think most people deal with this.
He'll go at Date South.
That's true.
He'll go at
Heat Call. What is his burner account? What was the name of it again?
They'll be fighting here.
If we got to find with the owl. I forget what the hell it was called.
It'd be
Lito Ford says, KD was healthy all year, got hurt in the playoffs. Yeah, but he banged knees in practice. That's kind of a fluke. I don't know. He's been a pretty, since the Achilles. I don't know. I would spin the block.
I would love KD to come down.
I would too,
for his burner account, just to go crazy.
Oh, it would be content galore. Yeah, it would be content galore. we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Get you caught up with your headlines. Dolphins, they got workouts going on. The offensive coordinator spoke yesterday. We'll get to some of that as well. We're back after this.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.